As the neutral nations of the Low Countries, Holland, Belgium, and Luxembourg, fall to Nazi invasion on May 10, 1940, Roosevelt tells an assembly of scientists from the Americas that their work must continue all the more because of its perverted misuse by warrior nations.
This very day, the 10th of May, 1940, Americans are shocked that we are angered by the tragic news that has come to us from Belgium and the Netherlands and Luxembourg. Too many citizens of our American republics believe themselves fully safe physically and economically and socially safe. Safe from the impact of the attacks on civilization which are in progress elsewhere. That a distance of several thousand miles from a war-torn Europe to a peaceful America gave to us some form of mystic immunity that could never be violated. And today, it is 4 or 5 hours of travel from the continent of Africa to the continent of America, where it was 4 or 5 weeks for the armies of Napoleon to march from Paris to Rome or Paris to Poland. You who are scientists may have been told that you are in part responsible for the debate of today. Because of the processes of invention, invention for the annihilation of time and space. But I assure you that it is not the scientists of the world who are responsible. What has come about has been caused solely by those who would use and are using your inventions, the progress that you have made along lines of peace, but using them in an entirely different cause. If death is desired, science can do that. If a full, a rich, a useful life is sought, science can do that also. I am a pacifist. You, my fellow citizens of 21 American republics, you are pacifists too. But I believe that by overwhelming majorities in all the Americas, you and I, in the long run, and if it be necessary, you and I will act together to protect, to defend, by every means at our command, to protect and to defend our science, our culture, our American freedom, and our civilization.